7:38, Bill Flores joins us this morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on News Talk 1620. By the way, does that mean that having your future freed up is a politically correct way of saying you've been fired?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Spending more time with your family, I think, is another way to do that, right? So just however you want to do that. You know,
I heard that. I was listening to you on the phone. I heard that. I thought, I kind of did a double take of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a different way to say the same thing.
I was trying to be nice.
There you go. I understand.
Although, after I sat through that game at Tuscaloosa, and that was one ugly bomber.
And did you stay till the bitter end?
Well, I figured since the 11th man didn't show up, the 12th man didn't have to stay the whole time. So I left about halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, I understand.
Let's
put
that in the official record.
I mean, we got to spend time with our granddaughters. I thought that'd probably be more important.
There, now that's the way you say it, exactly. Did you stay for the end of the game? No, we got to spend time with our granddaughters, which is far better than that. I know, we're obviously the elections are coming up, and so there's not a whole lot going on. I think it was interesting. I'm sure you know that the governor was here yet again yesterday to once again go through and take a look at the National Center for Therapeutic Manufacturing, the biomedical corridor. It's kind of neat that right here in Bryan College Station, we may be making a difference in this Ebola thing.
Well, you're exactly right, and we've been pushing on HHS to issue the task orders to go ahead and start trying to find an Ebola vaccine and also a West Nile vaccine. I mean, we've got the resources right here in the Brazos Valley to deal with this. And unfortunately, as has become typical with the federal government these days, they move slowly or incompetently, and we're trying to push them to do the right thing. It's an easy decision to make. It'd be easy to issue the order, and we could be moving forward on this instead of sideways.
It seems, though, that this is, yet again, the government not necessarily moving as quickly as they should, and then they go ahead and do something that's higher profile, but not really close to solving the problem. That is saying that everybody has to come through these five airports in the United States, and that's supposed to make us feel secure. But again, I'm sure everybody is at a loss as to how people can feel secure about this Ebola threat.
Well, you're exactly right. And what I think the better solution would be, rather than having everybody come through those five airports, is just quit issuing visas and for folks to come to the United States from the affected West African, Equatorial West African countries. A lot of people were screaming about a flight ban, and I didn't think that was a good idea because a flight ban is easy to wire around. You just fly to another town and then you come across. But if we shut down the visa issuance process, then they don't get in. They don't ever get on the airplane to start with.
Sure.
So I think that would be a better solution. The good news is that it does appear that, we've had no new infections. It appears that, some of the West African countries are starting the problem's starting to abate a little bit. Hopefully it'll continue on that path. No thanks to the federal government, but hopefully it will continue. But I think we need to start working on the ultimate solution to this. And we could do it right here at home.
Well, and again, it's all it takes is one more person coming in and we start this all over again.
Exactly.
It does have to be something where we physically keep people from being able to do this. Well, obviously it's going to be another week or so before because we have to have the election before you get back into Washington. But remind folks what's on the to-do list when you get back.
Well, the to-do list includes the government's been funded through December the 11th. We'll have to extend the funding from December 11th to sometime into the next year, when the new Congress is seated. We also have several tax extenders that expired December the 31st of last year. And these are things like Section 179 credits that are very important to our small businesses and to our farmers and folks in agriculture. So that needs to be extended. We've got a defense bill we need to look at, and then you go on and on from there.
I guess to speak...
Oh, also, the terrorism risk insurance program needs to be extended as well.
Bill Flores joining us from the district. One of the things that's, of course, on top of the minds of people here in Texas is Prop 1, talking about what's going to happen with rainy day money, and that money, a portion of that would now be directed toward transportation. If for some reason that does not pass, and there's a chance that it might not, what are the possibilities? Because Texas obviously is not the only state that has serious infrastructure transportation questions. Does it ever come back to the point where the federal government is going to be there again with the kind of funding that they used to have?
No, I don't think the federal government's going to step in and cover the funding shortfalls for two reasons. One is the federal government's broke, and number two is the Highway Transportation Trust Fund is not bringing in enough money to pay for the money that's going out. So the taxpayers are having to subsidize the fuel tax already, and they're just not enough. They're just not a way to do that without hurting, dramatically hurting other parts of the budget. You know, at the end of the day, what we need to do is we need to devolve the whole transportation and highway programs back to the states and let them deal with this, and then turn the federal gasoline tax to zero or close to zero, and then let the states each come up with the best ways to fund transportation for the respective areas. One of the things that we Texans can forget about is for every dollar we send to Washington in gasoline taxes, we only get 90 cents back. And I'd rather have 100 of those cents rather than just the 90 cents. And Texas, one of the things we found is Texas can build a road more quickly and better and cheaper than when you put this big federal bureaucracy on top of it. And so we need to push this back to the states, and the sooner the better. And then the state, on the other hand, the state's probably going to have to come up with a different way to raise money for its highway funding needs.
Yeah, I guess the good news is we have a lot of miles of highway that gives us an opportunity to raise some money. The bad news is we have a lot of miles of highway that have to be maintained and built as well.
And we've got 1,300 people a day moving this state, and so, we've got some infrastructure needs that we're going to get behind on if we don't hurry up.
And finally today, I'd like to get your comments, because roll call this morning was talking about how chairmanships may change in the House after the elections. And one of the ones that they mentioned is Veterans Affairs, because the chairman there, Representative Miller, may be moving on. Names that were mentioned, yours is on there as far as the chairmanship of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House. I'd like to get your thoughts if reelected, how you feel about that.
Well, it's always good to have your name considered rather than to never hear your name mentioned at all. I think our constituents know that veterans issues are a passion of mine, and that if I'm selected to be the chair of the VA, it's something I would be happy to accept and would look forward to doing it. There are still a couple of names in front of me, actually three names in front of me. And so I think just in seniority, there's probably not a great likelihood to do it. But if for some reason these other folks in front of me wind up getting other chair positions, then I'd be happy to be the VA chair.
There you go. If reelected, you heard it here first. We talked about it right now. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Thank you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Certainly. Thanks.